Well, again, good evening, and it is certainly with great sadness that I'm here to celebrate with you this evening. And I know there's probably many thoughts and many emotions on our hearts and on our minds this evening. And I'm not going to pretend that I have all the right words or going to assail any concerns or all of that. Nor can I say that I can use the homily I planned for Epiphany. So we're going to make a little game time decision here. But one of the things that I'd invite us to think about as we gather to celebrate this Feast of Epiphany in the midst of this loss here in this community and in the community of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is one thing that is uniquely Christian, and that is the gift that we have of hope. The gift that we have of hope. Consider for a moment what we celebrated about a week and a half ago on Christmas. Remember that Christmas and the birth of the Messiah was something that the people of Israel, the Jewish community, hoped for and longed for. Countless people hoped for the day when God would begin a new kingdom. And it took on a unique reality for the people of Israel, because the people of Israel at the time of Jesus were a people who were captive. They were a people that was ensnared by the Roman Empire, and they didn't enjoy the freedom. And what they hoped for is they hoped for Messiah who would come in and throw out the Roman authorities and make things right again. And when Jesus was born, he wasn't exactly what they were hoping for, but he became who they needed. And so the Christian community, our earliest brothers and sisters, through the preaching of people like St. John the Baptist, began to see that God was doing something in the midst of this community. And what was happening here was the beginning of a new creation and a new kingdom surrounded by the love and the person of Jesus. And that birth then became the realization of hope and would transform the world. The Magi, who we celebrate today, their arrival in this Epiphany, this great revelation of Christ's presence, not just to the Jewish community, but to the entire world, were also a people filled with hope. The Magi hoped, and they looked, and they were looking at the stars, and they were looking, as history tells us, they were waiting to see these signs. And what did we hear about in today's gospel? They were overjoyed when they saw the star, and they followed it to Jesus. And by the example, and by the example of their lives, but also by the very encounter that they had with Jesus, their life was changed, and they went home a different way. Their life was changed, and they went home a different way. Number one, because they didn't want to go back to Herod, but number two, something changed when they met Jesus. The fulfillment of hope in that little child. It is then not, I suppose, without the church providing for us today that we had the opening prayer that we had. I mentioned to Deacon Chuck that this was divine providence. But listen once again to that opening collect tonight. May the splendor of your majesty, O Lord, we pray, shed its light upon our hearts, that we may pass through the shadows of this world and reach the brightness of our eternal home. Reaching the brightness of our eternal home is a realization of hope. And I would dare say that Father Troja spent his life hoping to reach his eternal home, hoping to be brought back one day, having encountered Jesus, not only in the sacraments, not only in the Word of God, but also in the lives of people such as yourselves, who he has met over the course of his priesthood, having met Jesus in all of those places, to hope for one day when he would see the realization of his hope come to fruition. And so there are shadows. There are shadows, particularly now, for your community and for the folks of Mount Carmel, for the people of St. Ignatius, the people who have been touched by Father Trojau over all these years as a priest, and for his family as well. But I cannot help but to think that he has experienced the realization of that hope, to see the brightness of his eternal home, to be brought through an encounter with Jesus in the Word and in the sacraments and in yourselves, to see now the realization of all that he hoped for and all that he longed for. And another fitting thing, as it was proclaimed today, is the second reading. I remember meeting Father Trojau, particularly as a young priest, while I was in the seminary, I remember that. But I was a young priest, or I like to say a younger priest, but then people say, well, you're kind of getting old now. But as a younger priest, meeting him in Wichita, Kansas, at one of the international conferences on stewardship. And it's so fitting we heard that word stewardship today in our second reading, because I would dare say that all of Father Trojau's life was believed by him to be a gift. And his gift was to be able to share that with you and to share that with the communities whom he's been privileged to be a part of over these years. And the gift that he was given, that gift of faith, began by his first encounter with Christ and then was shared. And throughout his entire life, he saw as an important part of his world and his role as a priest to bring people like the star to encounter Christ. And then after encountering Christ, to be changed. All with the hope of one day arriving as the brightness of his eternal home. And so today as we gather to celebrate, we celebrate this Feast of the Epiphany, realizing this is the revelation of a hope for the world, but also with that sense of sadness, but hopefully maybe with a sense of hope too, realizing that it is that sense of hope that allows us to believe that everything Jesus said is true, that allows us to believe that he remains with us, especially when we encounter him in the Eucharist, when we encounter him in one another, that belief too that whenever two or three gather together, he is present there. And so he's here tonight. He's been here in the Word. He's in this assembly. He'll be here shortly when we receive his body and his blood and his soul and his divinity. But above all, he's also here and present whenever we make him known. And so I invite us as we go forward from here, which will be a couple of difficult weeks, I'm certain, as we mourn the loss of Father Trojau. But we do it with that sense of hope, knowing that his life was devoted to encountering Christ and sharing him. And as we do that, as we face the things that we face, we can share Christ as well. We can take an example from Father Trojau's playbook. We can take an example from his life in realizing that we too have been changed by our experience of Jesus. And in many ways, by our experience of Jesus through the life and the ministry of Father Trojau. That our consolation then today can be in the eternal promises God has made to us, but also in the joy of knowing that Christ remains present with us, especially whenever he's shared, and when he's received, and when he offers himself to us. And then in a very unique way today, I invite us to consider this, that we talk about the celebration of the Mass as the time when heaven meets earth. As I elevate the host later on, and as we look upon that, we see Jesus. But we also see all the members of the communion of saints who have gone before us, who look to us through Jesus. In theory and in belief, that was what Father Trojau hoped for, to get that gift of eternal life and that gift of his eternal home. May we rejoice in God's promises. May we rejoice in the revelation of Christ's hope to the world, but may we also rejoice that Father Trojau continues to pray for us and intercede for us and in some ways looks upon us as we look upon his Savior and our Savior present in the Eucharist.